Melwood, which is really, really lovely, a nice thing to be able to say. And we're here because, well, if you don't know, you should know by now, but Liverpool women now train at Melwood, which is fantastic. And I'm now with the woman who's played more for Liverpool Football Club than any other. And that's quite a cool sentence as well, Gemma Bonner.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, you probably don't realise until people actually say it to you. But yeah, it's an achievement I'm incredibly proud of. And hopefully there's a few more left yet.
I'm sure there is. Start with Sunday. We've been Stamford Bridge. We'll come on to that and talk about this run of fixtures. But last time we spoke to you, you very kindly came in to see us in the studio. It was a bit up in the air what you were doing next. If you knew you were coming back, you weren't telling us. You were keeping your cards close to your chest. But was it something that was on your mind generally? Because you've been, I mean, here, there, and everywhere playing football and what a life. But was it in the back of your mind that, well, maybe one day I'll go back to Liverpool? Or can you not really think like that because there's so much?
It's probably hard to say. But I know that when I did leave the first time, it wasn't an easy decision. And I think I always felt inside me like I would love to come back and play for Liverpool. Didn't know if it would happen. Didn't know when it would happen or if it would happen. And I guess for me, I had to carry on building my career, challenging myself. And I think every step that I've done in my career has challenged myself. It was obviously a while since being away from the club. And I think going away to a different league, playing in America, coming back, obviously the timing of the seasons was very different. But I knew I'd challenged myself in the league abroad, but I knew I wanted to be back in the WSL. I was very aware I didn't want to make an emotional decision, but I think the way that the club had kind of almost bounced back, and I thought the feeling around the club had changed. I think there was a lot of bad press, I'd say, in terms of a lot of players that left the club and where the training facility was and everything like that, which was hard for me to see, obviously having such a connection with the club. But I think obviously the past couple of years, things have really turned around and definitely on the progressive side. So I was very conscious I didn't want to make an emotional decision, but at the same time, it was a new challenge for me coming back, completely different team, new staff, new environment. And I think knowing what the club's plans were, as you can see, we're back at Melwood, which I think is unbelievable. And for me, kind of coming back in here, it was definitely for me the right decision, and I'm so happy that I could actually come back.